Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast, where we draw strength, wisdom, and inspiration from God's Word to live victoriously every single day. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Wherever you are, thank you for letting God's Word into your space today. Today's devotional is titled Abiding in Christ, and our Bible text is taken from John chapter 15, verse 4 to 5, which says, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Let me begin today's message with a story from the life of Mary and Martha found in Luke 10, verse 38 to 42. Jesus visited their home one day. Martha was busy, running around, preparing meals, setting the table, trying to be the perfect host. Meanwhile, her sister Mary sat at Jesus' feet, listening to his every word. Martha got frustrated and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." But Jesus gently replied, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." What was Jesus saying? Mary chose to abide, to remain in his presence, drawing strength and life from his words. Martha was doing good things, but Mary chose the better thing, abiding in Christ. Friends, abiding in Christ is more than just going to church on Sundays or saying a quick prayer in the morning. It's about staying connected like a branch to a vine every single day. It's about walking with Jesus, listening to his word, trusting his heart, and allowing his spirit to shape our thoughts, our choices, and our lives. Are you abiding in Christ? Or are you just visiting him occasionally? Are you drawing your strength, peace, and direction from him? Or are you trying to figure things out on your own? If you feel tired, confused, or fruitless, maybe it's time to pause and reconnect. Because Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." But here's the encouragement. When you remain in him, when you abide in his word, you will bear much fruit, fruit of love, peace, joy, patience, wisdom, and divine direction. Psalm 91, verse 1 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." When you dwell, not just visit, you stay under his covering. So I want you to think about this today. Where is your source? What are you plugged into? Anxiety, social media, achievements, or Christ? Because whatever you're connected to determines the fruit you bear. Stay plugged into Christ through prayer, reading his word, worship, and obedience. That's how you stay alive and fruitful. You might be saying, "But I've been struggling. I don't feel close to God anymore." Listen, he's not far away. James chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." All it takes is one step, a sincere heart turning back to him. He's waiting with open arms. Here's your action point for the day. Today, make a decision to abide, not visit. Start your day with Jesus. Talk to him through the day. End your night with his word. Let his presence be your home, not your guest room. As you go today, take a moment today to reflect on these. What's one area of my life where I've been disconnected from Christ? How can I intentionally stay connected to him this week? Now, let's make our declaration of faith for the day together. Are you ready? Say it with me. Today, I choose to abide in Christ. My roots are deep in his word. I draw strength, wisdom, and joy from his presence. I am fruitful, peaceful, and victorious because I remain in him. I cannot fail because Christ is my source. Today, I win in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us today of the power and peace that comes from abiding in you. Help us to stay connected, not just in moments, but every day. Let your word guide our steps. Let your spirit strengthen our hearts. And may our lives bear fruit that brings you glory. Bless everyone listening today. Grant them wisdom, peace, and favor in all they do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this message has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement today. And remember, stay plugged in to Christ, because in Him you win every day. Have a blessed and victorious day ahead.
Through the motions.
Feeling like she should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.